Welcome, everyone. This is Linda Fife, Executive Director of the Kingston Chamber, for the Kingston Chamber podcast. And on today's program, my co-host Tom Lamar is sitting down with another interesting business right here in Kingston that's very fashionable. And that business is Susan Rogers, Diva. Here's his interview now.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Thomas Lamar, and on today's program, I am so pleased to welcome in studio Susan Rogers, a.k.a. the Queen of Accessories. She's been here in Kingston for 18 years now and is really a businesswoman that has had a lot of irons in the fire here in Kingston. She is the owner of Cleo's Landing since 1997. That's the red roof building off of Highway 104 that not only encompasses our little Chamber of Commerce cottage, but also Nancy's Green Garden, and the brand new clothing store that we're going to talk about today, Diva. Susan, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you.
Tell us about Diva.
Diva. Well, Diva is based on the principle of everyone being able to wear something stylish and expressive and something that is totally coordinated and makes them feel like a diva in everyday terms. And when you go to a grocery store and you look around and you see so many beautiful women wearing big hoodie sweatshirts that are five sizes too big for them, and everybody's dressed in dark brown and gray and dark navy blue and black, and it's like, come on, girls. Let's put on our little diva and get out there and be real people every day. You don't have to wait for a party to you know, dress like a beautiful woman.
Absolutely. You know, Susan, I've known you for a while, and it seems like you're always doing something, but whatever you're doing, you're always having a good time. And I can already see that with the Diva store coming out.
I'm having a ball.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about what exactly Diva is. We know that it's a clothing store, but who's your target audience?
Well, Diva is 50% of the merchandise in Diva is consignment or resale, and 50% of the merchandise is new. And it is based on a size 12 model person. Mm-hmm. Goes up from size 12 on to about a 3X or 4X. I probably don't have as many on the higher end as I do on the lower end. But so we call it comfortable sizing. If you like your clothes comfortable, if you are interested in putting on some kind of a new look, we have lots of different styles for lots of different uses. So comfortable sizing, affordable pricing, and timeless styling is kind of our mantra.
So that's your mantra. That's what the store is. Why did you start it though?
You know, this was not something that I thought about for years and years. Oh, my deep-rooted passion to open up a women's clothing shop in Kingston. It had more to do with an opportunity that seemed to present itself to me in the end of May of last spring, and turning 60, which I did in June. And then the awareness of driving back into Kingston one day and thinking, oh my gosh, I own a building. Why don't I try this? So that's kind of how the Diva was born. It was based on the affordability of consignment clothing and how wonderful some of these things are, that everybody's got clothes in their closets that still have tags on them that are usable to somebody else. And it's like, okay, let's get those things out of the closet, bring them down, consign them, and let somebody else get some use out of them. Half the things that I get from consigners still do have their original tags. We're all guilty of buying something we think we're going to wear and then we don't. So I love the ability to bring affordable, beautiful clothing to people, and especially right here in Kingston. Tom, I don't think that there has ever been another clothing shop in downtown Kingston ever. So I think I'm a first.
And especially with the niche that you're trying to fulfill.
It is a niche. I think that's my biggest hurdle, is the fact that so many tiny people are used to walking past a beautiful little boutique, which is what Diva is. It's only 600 square feet in there. People walked past a boutique and they're, you know, size six, and they totally expect that this boutique is for them. And they walk in and I have to explain there's tons of accessories, beautiful jewelry, wonderful purses and bags and hats and great stuff for everybody. But the clothing does start at size 12 and goes up from there. So that's my biggest hurdle, is to get the girls who are 12 and up to realize that this place is, there's a place for them. And it's way fun. It's unique. It's small. And quite frankly, half the time there's one customer in there with me or one of my other staff. And so it's a unique shopping experience from the standpoint that they get to play with all this stuff. And we do have a ball. It really is seriously fun. There was a woman who was in from Port Orchard. I must have helped her try on five or six different belts and on this long sweater and this new look, you know, the layered thing that everybody's trying to do. And some of us girls who are over 50 are like, I wonder, can I wear that? Yeah, okay, let's try it. So this is a place to try some of these funny, funky layered things. Anyway, this gal, I tried about six different belts on her. And when she left, I looked at her and I said, "You must feel really good. I've hugged you about six or seven times today." And we both burst out laughing. It was so funny. But it was true. We really do have fun. And it's like playing dress up. I loved playing with dolls when I was a little girl, and now I'm playing with dolls again, if only they're they're live ones.
Not only are you the owner, manager of Diva, but you also you have an interior decorating business.
I'm an interior designer, and
okay,
and
I'm
that's
sorry.
You know, from blueprint stage,
right,
et cetera.
And you've also you've been in the bed and breakfast business. And mm-hmm. What I'm getting at is every endeavor that you are currently in or that you've had in the past, what I've noticed with you is you create an experience for people. You create a culture. Can you talk a little bit more about that for the business person that's listening that hasn't even really ever thought about this idea of creating an experience? What would you tell that person and how you basically work through that?
I think what you're trying to get at is that an experience is something personal to every single person. And if you come into a shop and you don't want to be harassed or how are you and what size are you looking for? Oh, walk this way. Come across the shop. I've got to show you something I think is cool. No. I think an experience should be you understand that there's lots of options. And if you grab a hold of one item of clothing and you're concerned or confused about what would look good with that, and maybe you don't have something in your own wardrobe, then in enlisting the assistance of somebody like me, if I'm there to help you put a variety of looks together from the same one garment that you might be purchasing, so that you'll know when you go home how to repurpose some of the things you already own in your closet to go with one of these new kinds of looks, like the layering or the shrugs, which are short little sweaters, and the longer tunic tops and the leggings. And it is so much fun to climb into some of this stuff and actually go out the door and feel like a brand new woman, because maybe we've been wearing the same old style of jeans or pants or whatever for a long time. So it seriously is a hoot to see some of us adapt and adopt something different and new. And the way you feel, you stand up straighter. I think you'd appreciate that.
Yes, I would. That's the other accessory that I wear. You are the queen of accessories. I've been heard that was true.
Mm-hmm. I love accessories.
Yeah. Have you always loved accessories?
I totally have. I've worn vintage jewelry since I was in my 20s. My darling sister used to buy it for me, and I have some of the most odd and unusual and crazy things. And then I got into making jewelry and found that to be really fun, because I could be as explosive as I wanted to with color and design and style. So it's seriously been fun to watch people's reaction to some of the custom jewelry we have in Diva. A lot of it my sister Nancy made, and it's unique, one of a kind. And I'm honored to, represent it for her.
That's fantastic. Susan, does Diva have a website or a way that people can find out more about you?
Diva has a website. It's Diva Kingston, www.dktomaslamar.com. And we also are on Facebook. So go to Facebook and just type in D-I-V-A. And up will pop Diva's homepage, and there's like 40 photographs on there of the shop and the accessories and all kinds of good stuff. And, you know, it is a little confusing. Design Connection has a phone number. Cleo's Landing really doesn't have a phone number with the phone company. But I decided I'm not going to have three different phone numbers just to find me. So look for Design Connection's phone number, and that's how you'll get to Diva too.
And that number would be?
And the number is 360-297-4414. 4414.
Well, before we wrap up, you know, one of the things that that I've always really admired about you, Susan, is your ability to think outside of the box. And you're always coming up with these great ideas. And I like to think outside of the box myself when it comes to business. This is a chamber podcast, and we have businesses that are listening to us. Let's talk a little bit about the idea of thinking outside of the box. And one in particular story that I want to you to expand on is this idea you had with umbrellas. Tell us about the umbrellas and what that was supposed to be about.
Well, downtown Kingston is very small, as you know. It's like two city blocks from the ferry terminal up to where Cleo's Landing is. And now, thankfully, we have a couple of more places that can get us on up to the IGA strip mall, where we have, you know, a bookstore and Henry's and mm-hmm. hardware, et cetera. So trying to get people to go from the ferry terminal all the way up to the IGA, grocery store and actually get past some of the big empty spaces in between, I think it's a huge challenge. And if I can do something to promote even the two blocks of downtown Kingston to get people to come downtown, go to a restaurant, enjoy a meal, and then walk just those two blocks, if I can encourage them in some way to do that, because it's fun, there's lots to do, and so the thing you're talking about is umbrellas. If it's wet and nasty and you parked your car in one place, you're not going to get in your car and drive down a half a block to go to another shop. Why don't you borrow an umbrella from one of the locations where I did spend my own money. So I got to choose the umbrellas, and they're bright rainbow colored big honking umbrellas that
nice big like golf size umbrellas.
Yeah, you can't miss them.
Cheerful colors and puts mm-hmm. a smile on your face. And
So I bought those umbrellas, and I put a tag inside them explaining the situation, you know, pick it up here, drop it off there, go from place to place, and let's spread a little happy, because they're kind of like rainbows. So Kingston under the rainbows.
Kingston under the rainbows.
Yeah.
Any ideas in the mix right now for Diva that you could share with us?
Tom, I think the first thing is to hopefully get people to come down and take a look at Diva and spread the word, please, because it's going to be a long, wet winter. And I think a great, fun destination place for a shopping experience is just what everybody in the North End is going to need to get through the winter. So y'all come down to Diva.
Have a good time at Diva and accessorize with Susan Rogers. Susan, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kingston Chamber podcast. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom and Susan, for a great interview. Find out more about Diva by visiting divakingston.com. And you can find this and other great interviews at kingstonchamberpodcast.com. Until next time, for my co-host Tom Lamar, this is Linda Fife, encouraging you to shop local in Kingston.